It's time to talk some Blues hockey. Welcome to the Blues NHL podcast, hosted by former Blues defenseman Jamie Rivers and former Blues enforcer Darren Kimball.
And we got a problem in front of the Hawk bench. Kimball pulling at Roenick. Here's Kimball swinging at Roenick wildly, and the linesman trying to get in between him.
Look at Radek. He dropped the gloves with Rivers. The referee or the linesman should jump in here. You can't let a guy like Rivers continue to throw punches.
Federico stolen from Reinhardt. Breaking in to Hunter. Hunter shooting. Rebound. Recognizer scores!
Here comes Chevalier. He'll be thrown out of the game. Curtis Joseph grabs Chevalier, and the two goalies go at it. Head to head. And Joseph with three great right.
Turgeon to Hall, looking for 500. He shoots. He scores! Brett Hall, number 500.
Tarasenko in the clear. He scores! Get up, St. Louis. Get on your feet. They did it. It's over. The game is over. The series is over. The wait is over. And the St. Louis Blues are the Stanley Cup champions for the first time in franchise history.
Hello, Blues fans, and welcome to a wintry mix edition of your Blues NHL podcast. I'm your off-ice official, Jim Cromer, as always, coming to you from the SynergyHockeySkills.com studios. And the show always brought to you by our good friends at InnovativeCompanies.com. Randy Green, Stephanie Green, what a wonderful family that do so much for their community, especially this time of year when so many people are in need and would like to celebrate the holiday season. And they do, you know, they do their part to make sure that that happens. But when it comes to residential, commercial, industrial work, there's the name you know and trust. It's InnovativeCompanies.com. Don't forget their first responder and military discount. Show your proper credentials, and if you are a first responder or in the military, you'll receive 15% off your project cost. They have the construction team, heating and cooling team, and electric team ready to roll for you. That's Randy Green, 35 years experience, second-generation craftsman, just all-around tremendous, great person. And you know, we'd love for you to give him an opportunity for your business. Remember, InnovativeCompanies.com. Well, I will spare you my renditions of White Christmas or Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, and go with the renderings and renditions of the one, the only Darren Kimball. What's going on, pal?
Oh, just sitting in a winter wonderland, Chrome, right now.
If you'd like to sing and take our listeners to a place they haven't been before, go right ahead.
Yeah, no, I give that up many years ago. The karaokeing skills are very poor on me.
Very poor, very poor. Well, we're going to do a little safety show here and bring you in on the phone here. I think Ribs may be on his way home and driving through this. And then, Gary of all is in Vegas of all places today. I mean, must be rough, huh?
What's he doing out there? Did he say?
I don't even want to know. Do you? What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, right?
Yeah. I don't know if they have the little perk poker tournaments going on out there.
Probably. Well, I think during finals week, I think he had mentioned maybe like during finals, they don't like it's a NCAA thing with his team or something. I don't know. So probably get a couple of days off. He's going to go out to Vegas and have a little fun. I can't say I blame him if the schedule allows. So yep. Good stuff from Mr. Henson. But well, let's talk some Blues hockey. It was an interesting weekend. You know, a couple things. Let's first start with the Blues play themselves. You know, you get the Blackhawks come to town. It's Saturday night. You know, the building's ready to go, and it just, you know, the Blues come out and really are throwing everything but the kitchen sink at the net here and can't find the net, but every, you know, but it seems like every puck they throw at the net goes in. Just one of those starts to a game. I'm sure you're watching that going, holy moly, what's going on here, eh?
Yeah, it's a, you know, when you get a bad start, the Blackhawks haven't been playing very well this year, so you're off to a bad start against a bad hockey team, and even though there's a so-called rivalry, we'll use that word. I know it's crazy, but we'll use it. You know, you don't want to get down to any team in the NHL. It's teams are pretty close, even though they're at the bottom end and you're at the top end. It's still going to be a competitive hockey game. So getting down to them, giving them some life, no matter who you're playing, if you give them life, it's an uphill battle. And then, but to the Blues' credit, to watch them come back and how they did it was just a more... You know, looking at the Blues, that they are the real deal here, because you know they're down three goals and they come back in the last period to pull it off.
Yeah, it was an interesting game. You know, let's talk about, you know, the grittiness and that of certain players. And you look at the score sheet, and it'll kind of tell you what you need to know. But, you know, Tyler Bozak gets a couple. You know, you're looking at the line, like, you know, look, you know, the hits and things like that. De La Rose maybe probably played his best game as a Blue, I would say. That I think. But then, you know, you look at it and you finally, and I don't mean this in a bad way, but you really get a big goal from Justin Falk. And you almost feel like maybe, you know, I've said recently, I think he's played much better recently. And then, you know, that's the type of thing that maybe that propels him up to now, where maybe we start seeing him a little more in the score sheet.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think we talked about this a couple of weeks ago when he got his first one, Cromes, and it's, you know, yeah, I agree with you. I think he's been playing better hockey. And, you know, I know you come from a different team and your numbers are different when you get here. They're not matching up for whatever reason. But, you know, things are totally different. You're trying to get used to some players. And I know you're 30, 40 games into this season, but it's still a process that you got to go through. You know, I don't know what the minutes were that he was playing there and comparable. I haven't gone that far into the ball game with this, but I believe that he's playing a lot better lately. But you're playing on a winning team, a different team too. So it's a whole new attitude with the guy. But now that he's got a second, hopefully, you know, this puck starts to find the back of the twine for him, because he's a big – him getting going and scoring some goals in that, it would be just a huge benefactor to the Blues.
You're going to have you come out of the thing with the win, which is big, because, I mean, let's face it, no matter what the situation, all wins are big. I mean, you know, just look at the standings, look who's – you know, you're right there with Colorado, and that being said, here they come, right? So what are you expecting tonight? I mean, this could be – I mean, I would hope they would be able to – let me put it this way. Let me rephrase. I certainly don't want to have that, well, you know, we didn't come out and match their intensity the first 10 minutes of the game, and they kind of set the tone. I mean, that can't happen tonight. Like, how can that happen? That can't happen tonight, right?
Yeah, and, you know, they played these guys a while ago, and I thought, you know, it was going to be a good test for the Blues because they're the top. And so here we are again, 3 weeks later, same scenario. You're fighting for first place. I just saw that Barbashev's out here for a couple, I think he's day-to-day now, so he won't be playing. I think that hurts you a little bit.
Sure.
You know, luckily you got Sundquist back, though, so that helps part of that ball game. Because Colorado's, you know, they're playing well right now. They got the big lines going again. Landeskog got back, so you know they basically got, you know, he's right mentioned with McDavid and Ovechkin. They're one player there. Well, what's his name? Can't think of it right now. Who's their top dog?
McKinnon.
McKinnon. I couldn't think of him. But McKinnon's being their, you know, one of the best players in the league. If he's in the top three, for God's sake. So this guy, I remember last time we played him, he let a wrist shot go, and I think he found top corner on the net. And it's just, the guy's an unbelievable player. He skates unbelievable. So the Blues got to shut that line down. So I imagine Mr. O'Reilly's got a duty tonight to match up against them. And if he does what he normally does and plays to the capability of himself, he usually does that. So, you know, you shut that line down and you get some timely scoring. But the physical part, I don't know, Cromes. You know, Barbashev plays a big part of that. So it'll be interesting how they come out of the gates on this one.
Yeah, it's funny how you mentioned, I mean, I hadn't even really thought about it till you mentioned it, because I think we take it for granted. But we think of Ryan O'Reilly as this offensive player. But I think we forget very quickly how he draws the top assignment all the time. And what about, and it will. It'll be a challenge and test for him tonight. And in the end, I'm sure he wants to wind up on the score sheet, but he's trying to keep them off the score sheet, and that's a big part of it for sure.
Yeah, he's got that's, you know, he plays against them, so if you're looking at it, if O'Reilly comes out plus on the night, then I'm going to have to say the Blues are probably going to be winners. And then if he comes out on the negative side, there's probably a good chance that the Colorado wins. But not only with O'Reilly, you know, I don't know like Bomeister or Perico or who they're going to have, Petro, I don't know, whatever Berube decides to match up against them. You know, it's pretty good. And you got Falk, you got four options to play against the top dog. So it's, you know, this is really a test of the top teams playing right now. The Blues are, are there. Colorado's there, so everything's on the table. You know, the Blues are a little beat up, but they've got some guys back now, and we'll see. But we'll see at Barbashev. I still think that was a little, you know, he runs around and causes a little chaos. And with him and Sundqvist going at the same time, it makes the Blues so a much better hockey club. And so we'll see with him out if that has any effect on it.
Well, with him being out, there's a guy I want to ask you about. I think he, you know, we mention his name every blue moon. He'll do something or whatever. But McEachern has played, I think he's played pretty well. I don't know that he's going to be a guy that you talk about every game. But and again, I mean, I think Barbashev has really asserted himself in that role. But and I'm not saying McEachern is Barbashev, but I think he's done a pretty good job. I'm not saying that we don't lose anything there, but boy, it's nice to have. We're back to this word again, depth. You know, it really does mean something. And I had a guy in the office ask me this morning. He's like, "The Blues are really showing that last year was no fluke." And I said, "Well, they still have the same thing they had, and that's depth. And it's really come into play this year with the injuries. It just makes you wonder." And now, you know, we have all this trade speculation and stuff. The only thing that'll kill depth quicker than anything is the salary cap. So it's like they might as well utilize it and put it to their advantage right now while they can. And, you know, I'm looking at the lines. Steen steps in with Thomas and Bozak. And, you know, I'm not sure, you know, Robert Thomas's game's really coming full circle here. So, you know, you look at it and go, well, Barbashev's out. But, you know, I don't see the big hole, so to speak. But, yeah, I mean, he's obviously a good player and you'll miss him.
Yeah, you got McEachern, but you're talking about a guy that's playing. He plays fourth line minutes. He's doing a great job in that position. Don't get me wrong. You know, he's scoring some goals here and there, and he plays a physical part of the game. But it's not like if it was a Sammy Blais, he's not playing a Sammy Blais minutes that Sammy was playing because he was on how good he was starting the year out. So Barbashev was filled up into the top three, so he was playing those minutes. But it's still, you're right, the Chief goes with four lines. He rolls them quite a bit, and that's the key to the Blue success is, you have four strong lines that can roll, and you score timely goals. And, I don't know what's been going on. Mr. Bennington here, and I don't know if he's even starting tonight. I don't know who they got going, if they got Allen or him going.
I believe he is. Yeah,
I would assume he would play tonight. That's where our man, Mr. Rivers, usually has his info for us, so. But if he's, and Bennington, in all fairness, he's still, he is the reason why the Blues still have to win, but it's not like he's, I don't think he's on top of the ball game right now. But he's not bad, but he's not on top of the ball game. There's some games here he's come up, he's let quite a few goals in. So, hopefully, he's on top of his ball game when they start here tonight and, cause he's going to have to be with this team cause that's top line. You get in the penalty box at all with these guys here, you're looking for trouble.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a key to the game. Definitely probably want to play a lot more 5-on-5 or 5-on-4 in our favor than we do the other way, for sure. Want to get some thoughts on you. I want to go back to the Blackhawks a little bit here. But before I do, I want to remind everybody to check us out at BluesNHLPodcast.com. When you get there, we're going to ask you to first and foremost subscribe to the show. It takes about 30 seconds. It's free. And it really just keeps you up to date when the shows come out. You get it before anybody else. Find us on our social media sites at STL Blues Podcast on Twitter. We're going to ask that you follow us there. Of course, on Facebook, you type in Blues NHL Podcast, click like, follow, invite your friends as well. And when you see the pinned post, if you'd like it, comment on it and share it. That really helps us reach more Blues fans. And we do appreciate those that do it all the time. Instagram, Blues NHL Podcast as well, and of course as part of lineupmediagroup.fm, home of your radio, streaming platform for your mobile device. Download it for free today. Special thanks, as always, goes out to our good friends, the Nelson family, nelsonlandservices.com, 5-star locally rated company that does wonderful landscaping at reasonable prices. Great family involved in the amateur community and really just asking for an opportunity for your business. Obviously, synergyhockeyskills.com have their holiday camps, a lot of them filled up, but waiting lists and creating new camps and things like that. So you guys are definitely want to get on there right now, find out what's available for you and yours with this holiday stocking stuffer last-minute season for sure. Get the kids out of the house. Get them on the ice. I'm sure Jamie would love to get on the ice with some of these knuckleheads after being cooped up in a house for a couple days. That's synergyhockeyskills.com. And, of course, our good friends at Adam's Smokehouse, the best barbecue in St. Louis, folks, located on Watson Road, open till 7 on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And, of course, they do the big box lunch orders, catering second to none. They do deliver to certain zip codes as well. But when it comes right down to it, get over to Watson Road and try some of the best barbecue in St. Louis. Say hi to Mike and his wonderful staff as when you walk in. You'll see what we're talking about when that barbecue smell hits you. And you're not going to, you know, you're going to walk in there with a plan, and it's like getting hit in the mouth when your plan just kind of goes off and you're like, what do I do now? Cause I don't know what to order. Well, order anything, cause it's all good, but get a Rives, get some brisket to go and charge it to Rives and tell everybody over there we said hello. That's Adam Smokehouse, St. Louis. Here's your cue. So before we go to the text line real quick here, because the text line really is going to take me into the last conversation I want to have with you today. I do want to ask you, you know, all this conversation here is going to come full circle, and I just want to key in a little bit on the Blackhawks and what they're going through. And, you know, you see a team like that can't even hold a lead. And, you know, of course we love to watch this happen to the Blackhawks because, you know, you don't like the Blackhawks because you're the Blues. But the reality of it is, I mentioned it earlier, the salary cap eventually, it's almost like selling your soul. And when I see the Blackhawks, that's the first thing I think is you kind of sell your soul for this run. And, you know, you have to say that they did win multiple cups. So I ask you, Kimby, the way this whole thing is set up, is it worth it?
Well, for the current fan, it surely is, isn't it? So if you're a Blues fan, I'm seeing. But if you're, you know, Blackhawk, where they went three in how many years? I don't know.
I'd have to look it up, but I can do that while you're talking here. But
they won three, and I want to say they won three in about maybe 7 years, 8 years, or something like that. But is it worth it? With St. Louis has got going right now, you got Tarasenko. I don't know if the Blues aren't in a bad situation right now, Crumbs, because you got Thomas, Kyrou, and these guys coming. Now, you know, we get word out there that they're interested in this Hall sitting out in New Jersey and that, and I'm not a fan of that move at all, but if they give up some young guys, and they're not going to give Thomas up. There's no way in hell you'd ever give that kid up because, you know, that is your future. He's the next star that's coming through the gate here for him. So, I know you're not going to do that, but is there something? I don't know what the Blues are missing though. It's not, you know, when everybody's healthy, they're a good hockey club. So I don't know why you would mess with it right now. The only one you have to sign is your captain. So, you have to find a way to get Petro. So if they would be silly enough to go and try to get a kid like this Hall, and somehow that would cost them getting Petro, I think that'd be the stupidest mistake I ever seen in my life.
Well, the Blackhawks won 3 in 5 years. So, you know, you know, I guess the question is always, if the Blues could win multiple cups within a short span like that, whether it's two or three, I mean, let's face it, it took forever to get one. I'll start with two before I go to three. How about that? But, you know, is it worth it? I mean, like, you know, how soon they forget, and you wonder, like, and I don't know what the pulse is. I know it's easy for us as Blues fans to sit here and rip on Kane and Taves and the things that they may say or the way they may act, but the reality of it is they won 3 cups in 5 years, and it was a wild ride up there, right? So it's like, you know, what do you do?
But that's the plus side to it, Cromes. Here's what I look at it though too. The Blackhawks are a different market than St. Louis Blues, you know, so they're the big fish in the little pond, you know what I mean? So the Blues, I think the Blues, you want to win multiple ones, but, you know, I think you're capable of winning multiple. You obviously won it last year with what you got. As you look through the league out here, Tampa Bay's gotten worse. The Washington, maybe a little bit better. Boston's basically where you're at. So, you know, these are the teams you beat before, and so you got the current lineup that you got, and you're probably a little better, actually, with, because if Falk becomes a little bit better defenseman here, you're even better than what you were. So I don't think I wouldn't do nothing crazy if I was them, because I think they're still set up for the long haul. It's but St. Louis, you can't, you know, if you went out and won three Stanley Cups say in 5 years, it's great and everything. But what's going to happen for the next 10 years? Because St. Louis can't sit there and be a bottom feeder team and expect to survive. That can't happen. They have to be in the playoffs all the time. I think it's just I know the value of the team has gone up and everything, but still, if you're not in the playoffs and that, the team with the ownership in that. And even though they spend to the salary cap, it's not like they're, I'm not saying they're poor by no means. I'm not saying that, but there's a certain budget that they have to run under. And so they got to get, you wouldn't want to sell the whole damn franchise down the road for three or four of them. I don't think I wouldn't anyway, but some fans might, you know.
Well, that'll take us, you mentioned the name, so that'll take us to our Patterson Tire and Service text line. That's Patterson Tire and Service. They're a whole lot more than a tire store, as you can easily call them or get online for a quick quote on brakes or tires, but they do general automotive repair. They take care of anything that you need, if that check engine light's on or you're hearing a knock in the engine or just not running right. Get it down to Patterson Tire and Service and let them take a look at it. You can give them a call at 618-797-6711. They're located at 3718 Highway 111 in Granite City, Illinois. Great family that's been involved in their community for a long time. I know myself, I've had the pleasure of knowing the family for over 40 years. Darren's known them not quite that long, but awfully close. And just good people that have been involved in their community, been involved in the town and the area, and has done a lot of work. And if you've had the opportunity to be there, well, keep on going back. I see all the reviews. They do a great job. But if you haven't tried them and you haven't given them an opportunity, please do so. Tell them your friends at Blues NHL Podcast sent them in, and Kevin or Brian, one of those two will be answering the phone. You may catch Lonzo there in the middle of the day, but the reality of it is somebody from the family will be there, and they'll take care of you. That's Patterson Tire and Service, a whole lot more than a tire store. All right.
Hey, Chrome.
Yes.
Chrome.
Yeah.
A little quick story. So I'll tell you about when I was one time at Patterson's, my car was up on the blocks, and I'm down there looking at it, and it reminded me when you said that knock in the engine. So I'm sitting in the end of the car with Brian, and he had a hammer in his hand, and he told me to look over at the engine here, and out the side he was hitting on the hubcap. And I said, what the hell are you doing? And I sort of played dumb with him because, you know, I didn't want to hurt his feelings on the trick he was playing, but that's the kind of stuff he played on.
Oh, jeez. I tell you what, you don't give him any rest. I mean, this is what happens when you know people at the rink. I mean, it's not a fair relationship, but that's good stuff. I tell you what too, I talked to him the other day, you know, I was asking him how he thought things were going, and I think he gets a big kick out of the way you like to ride him pretty good. So yeah, he comes by it honestly, but no, hey, great people. And yeah, you wouldn't kid around with them if you didn't like them. That's kind of how it works.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. So,
oh, you're right.
Well, listen, you mentioned the name earlier, and that's loaded. I mean, our text line is completely loaded up with this. And I think this one from Matt W. out of Kitchener, Ontario, I think this one kind of sums up what everybody's thinking. This one kind of covers all the bases. So as he says, going in circles again with the Taylor Hall speculations, my question is it worth it as a rental? As long as Thomas isn't in the equation, I'm perfectly fine with Kyrou or Costin going their way. If or when Tarasenko comes back, I don't think he's 100%. It'd be nice to have some insurance. The way it's looking, if we don't sign him, we'll be meeting him in the playoffs. And I think what he probably meant was if we don't trade for him. I'll start first and say this. Yeah, I mean, the Thomas thing is obviously intriguing. Like I agree. Like, I don't want to trade Thomas. I don't want to trade Kyrou. I don't want to trade Costin. But the reality of it is, like, you're not going to get Taylor Hall without including at least one of those guys, I would imagine. Somebody he's valued by other franchises for sure. He's a good player. I know we've looked at it and we've thought, what has he done? But he is a good player. So you're not going to get him without giving away something. What that cost is, I don't know. Where my threshold for what I give away for him, I don't know. I like Thomas, and I do think Thomas is a good player, and I think he's your future. He's not the player Taylor Hall is right now, though. So somebody that's smarter than me is going to make the decision. Will Thomas ever get close to that level? And the big thing, we mentioned it, how does the salary play into it? Because obviously if you trade for the guy and you give up a really good player that you're thinking is going to be part of your future, a lot of times you only want to do that if you know you're going to be able to keep that guy. If it's a true rental, giving away a guy that you think is going to wear a uniform for you at the NHL level for multiple years, that's really tough to swallow, I think, Kimby.
Well, here's the way I look at this thing. So, you look at New Jersey, and I thought they were going to be off to a better start than they were. You know, they get Subban from Nashville. They get the big number one pick there. So they're off and running. They've restructured their team. I think they need a goaltender. You know, I think that's why I thought Jake might be in the process. I think if the Blues are going to go and we're going to get him, I think Jake's part of this process.
I'd agree.
But yeah. But I don't know. So I don't know where the Devils are at, though, because if they're wanting draft picks or they wanting – if they want young talent, obviously Thomas, but that's the one I don't give up. You know, Kyrou and Kyrou would be second. Kostin, I wouldn't be at all as a problem getting rid of Kostin. I wouldn't have a problem at all with that one. But I don't know where you go. You know, they're going to probably be a draft pick. A first-rounder might be involved with this process. And, you know, if you get Hall comes here, it's basically Tarasenko money because you're going to run it to the end. And then when Tarasenko comes back in playoffs, you know, you're not really salary caps out the door then, correct? And then, you know, back when we played, always at the trade deadline when I was playing, you know, there'd be a lot of movement, but they're always rental players. So they would come in for the year. And sometimes, you know, especially Mike Keenan, he was good at it. He would throw the whole bank down the road trying to get a player or two in here to, you know, get them stronger for the playoff run. And, you know, could the Blues do that and get away with it? I would say they could. You know, if you brought Hall in here and then you get Tarasenko back for the playoffs and all you have to give up, like if Jake, I'm not saying all because I like Jake, and I think Jake's but you got Binnington, so you don't need Jake anymore in that position, and you got a goalie in the minors that can come up here and fill that spot. So that's not going to hurt you. If you give up a first-rounder, that's not going to hurt you because their depth is showing right now, so you're good there. The only question would be if you had to give up, and I wouldn't be even against giving up Kyrou. I really wouldn't, because I think if you're going to get this guy with a chance maybe of signing him down the road, I don't know if you can re-sign him, though, because I think the number is going to be too big once you get Pedro. So
I agree.
I'll tell you what, if anyone can do it in the last little while, Armstrong, you know, he's pulled off some trades and for the Blues, that he's been coming out on the winning side of things here, so he's sort of got the luck of the Irish going right now. So I would I'd bet on he'd pull one off here that he maybe get away. But I don't know what they want over there, Cromes. I don't know if Jersey, they're struggling. So usually teams go to rebuild, but they got older players there. They got a mixture of everything over there. So I don't know what they'd be looking for.
I just, you know, if something sounds too good to be true, it usually is, right? So I'm just sitting here and I'm just saying, okay. I'm not like if I'm decided I'm not trading Thomas, I agree. I would like, and this is just how I am. Like I have no problem. If it was Jake Allen and either Kyrou or Kostin, whichever one, you know, this is probably blasphemy, but I'd rather trade Kyrou myself. But either one of the two, I go either one of those two and then a pick or whatever. But I will say this, I do agree with you but we got to quit trading first round picks here sooner or later. Or we're really going to get depleted. I mean, that's kind of how I feel about that. But in the end, and this is the business, right? Like, isn't a team that really feels that they, isn't a team that really feels they can sign him probably more apt to give up more than the Blues would if they don't think they can sign? I mean, isn't that really how it works in the end?
I think it more. No, I don't think that. Because here's the question, and if the answer, and the Blues might have the answer in their back pocket that we don't know about, but if I knew the date that Mr. Tarasenko was coming back, I could probably give you an answer to this question. So I don't know if they're looking at Hall. I think Hall's the guy that's coming into to the safety pin in case Tarasenko don't have a chance of coming back. That's what I think's going on. So I don't think. If Tarasenko is going to be healthy to get back for the playoffs, if they know the answer to that, which I don't know the answer to that, I don't think they're as willing to go in on this deal as they are, as if Tarasenko was gone for the year. Then I think they're more apt to go in and throw more on the table.
Interesting. Because like I said, I don't, nothing's guaranteed, right? Like it doesn't really matter what you do. That being said, if I'm the Blues, I really am probably looking at it going, well, you know, the money thing, because of, you know, and it's not it's not a silver lining, but at least they can do something because of the salary. But, you know, I just, like I said, man, this is a tough one because.
It depends what they want to do, though, Cromes. You know, if you're going to go just because Hall's name's on there, maybe there's something else that's on the New Jersey team that they're also talking about that you could maybe get if you just sweeten the pot just a little bit more. And maybe you're getting two players back, you know, maybe you're getting another safety valve. Back somewhere that you're looking for a player because you are sort of running into a bunch of injuries here, so you might want to even bring an experienced guy in here. You know, I don't know what they're up to, but you know, you never know what these guys are dealing with here right now. How big the pot's going to be?
You know, nobody talks about this, right? Like That's fine, and we'll end it with this because I think this is a big part of it, and I want everybody to think about this. It's real easy to say Jake Allen goes in the trade. There's a variety of reasons for it, right? But the money's a big part of it, right? Like you're sitting there looking at this money going the other way. But let's think about this for a minute. If he goes, who the hell is the backup to Bennington? And you could say, I don't really care. Bennington's going to carry the load. Well, that's fine. What happens if he gets hurt? Well, if he gets hurt, you could say, well, we're shit out of luck or whatever. But, you know, I mean, he needs a break every night. Like, is it just a throwaway or what do you do? So, I mean, I think those are big deals. Like, that's just, you know.
But I thought there was in one of the reports, they talked about, and I don't know, I'm just telling you, the goaltender, I think Kincaid or something his name is, the kid the jersey's got might come this way. But you got, what's his name, Huso? Is that his name down in the minors?
Yep.
You know what? He's not no he's played well down there. You know, they're having a winning season down there. And realistically, you know, you think back upon it,
Oh, shoot. Just lost Kimby here. Let's, had to check my iPhone for something here and hung up on him. Let's call the man back and let him finish his statement here. Oh, boy. That's not good. I don't think you ever want to hang up on a guy like that, do you? But I surely did it. See, he's going to ignore me now. I just told my listeners my phone went off, so when I picked it up, I touched the hang up, and I said, you're probably one of the last guys I want to hang up on. I certainly don't want to get punched. But so anyway,
that was you because I'm sitting there and gone. Yeah.
Oh, it was me. So anyway, you were talking about Huso and his where he would kind of fit in if he got called up.
Yeah, and I think it's without a doubt you're going to run Bennington down the stretch anyway. You know what? If you free up Jake's 3.5 that he's making, is that 3.5?
Four and a half, I think, isn't it?
Four and a half, whatever it is. Does that get you Pietrangelo signed? You got to think of it that way too, because the guy you're coming back with, I'm sure there's going to be a salary difference. Maybe hopefully about $3 million, and that gets you a Petro in the door. So, that's got to play on Army's. He's got to figure the budget out. He's got to, put the players in the right spot. He's got to know when Tarasenko's coming back. There's a lot that you got to play into this game right now. So, it's unless you know all the pieces of the puzzle, it's hard to speculate what's going on.
So let me give you my conspiracy theory now after our conversation today on how I see it, the way Armstrong works. So I think what he does is he uses – this is my theory. We get Hall. He trades Allen. One of Kyrou or Costin, I'm not real sure. I think he tells them, which one do you want? And maybe a second-round pick instead of a first or whatever. And he trades them, and in the back of his mind, his thought process is this. I've got Hall for the run. We'll just see what happens there, right? But the reality of it is I used one of my prospects to free up the salary so that now I can sign Pietrangelo because, obviously the cap goes up, right? The cap's going to go up. You got a couple guys that won't be back next year, and then you add in the 4.5 plus what Pietrangelo was already making. I mean, you take what he's making now and add some of what you save from Jake, and you can already sign him.
Yeah.
So
I think that'll be a part of that's got to be part of the picture if you're even entertaining Hall. And like I said, then I think you're going to do it. You're signing Petro to get rid of some guys, but you got Hall in the process for a rental player. I look at it that way myself. That's what I'm looking at.
So you can kind of kill two birds with one stone. You can improve your team this year to deal with the injuries, and then you also free up the money so that you can sign Pietrangelo. And I think that's why it's kind of backburnered right now with the Pietrangelo extension. So there's my theory.
I agree
with me. That's pretty good stuff.
Yep. Well, yeah, you come up with a theory after I just told you the whole damn story, so that's why you come up with it. Amazing.
Isn't that amazing? I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
Well, listen, man, I know you're at work today and you took your lunch hour to do this because, you didn't want to drive up here in the snow, which really surprised me. You Canadians, the little snow on the ground, you don't want to drive into the office. I'm just giving you shit.
I think this is going to cancel my hockey game tonight, I think.
You guys already had one canceled.
Yeah, I think we're going to get another one canceled too. And it's not bad snow. But I'm pretty sure the safety is going to come into the play here. So I hope it's not canceled because we're going to practice anyway. So, I'm going there no matter what.
What in the world would you have done back in the day if they'd have canceled for snow? You'd have never played hockey, would you?
I'll tell you what, my mom, my mother, when she was, because my dad was always farming or doing farm stuff. So my mother would always travel me around. And when you're in Saskatchewan, where we would play, for when I grew up in Lucky Lake, but so I played it for Lucky Lake, but we'd travel to towns like 50 miles away. And There's times I remember mom, she always had a Cadillac. She always had to have the Cadillac when she was for her vehicle. So
rear wheel drive Cadillac.
Yeah, but we would go through some storms, and the old Cadillac would just truck on down the road, so I always look back on my career in that, and I remember, you know, my mother having to drive through storm. We went through some stuff, man. There's two or three of them that'll stick out in my mind that I was actually laying in the back, scared, living daylights out of myself because we were going down big hills. But mom just kept trucking, and you know, we got there, and it always amazed me because she was a trooper in that sense, man. It was crazy.
Now here you are, big tough guy. Here you are now, big tough guy with a big four wheel drive truck, and you can't drive a mile down to the rink.
I can. I know. All right, but my mom though, you know, but she used to drive the ambulance in town too, though. So she's the ambulance driver also. So
she was trained.
She had to be. Yeah, she was well trained. She could probably be one of those big truckers, those that go over the ice and all that.
Oh yeah, I can't remember what the hell the name of that show is, but that's pretty good.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't have said that because she might now try to go out and do that.
I was going
to
say, I know she listens to the show. You better tell her. I mean, see, at least now she knows how much you appreciated the effort that she put in back in the day.
You know what? All these players have to. You have to go through a process, and you need a family to, you know, get you to the process. And that, you know, every hockey player in the National Hockey League, basically, you know, there might be in a couple exceptions, but family had to get you down the road, especially coming from Canada, because there was a lot of travel in the time. So she was the one that did it for me till I was like 15 years old. So that was well, I wouldn't have been playing hockey if you don't have that, right?
Well, just call all your players tonight and tell them you'll just make a swing by. You'll leave about 3 hours early and just go to everybody's house, pick them up. They can ride in the back. It can't be any colder than it was when you guys walked behind the bus that time. It can't be any colder than that.
So. No, it's not that cold, for God's sake. Just a little snow with all of this.
All right, well, I'm going to let you get back to work. I'll close the show out, and you can remind Rivs that while he was busy driving home through the middle of nowhere, that you carried the load for him once again today. But
Again.
Yeah, that's right, again. Big time. Media darling, big time. All right, pal, I'm assuming we'll get together on Thursday, and I'll talk to you then.
You betcha. Have a good one, Kirby.
All right. The one, the only, Darren Kimball. Appreciate him taking time out of his schedule today. We were going to do the in-studio at 3:30, but to be safe with the weather, we just went ahead and gave him a call, and we'll get this one out a little earlier, hopefully, with the game tonight. So I want to thank all of you for stopping by and checking in with us. Hi to my cohorts. Like I said, hopefully we'll have the gang back together on Thursday when everybody's back in town. But for now, your man Kimby coming to you, and as always, in the SynergyHockeySkills.com studios. Make sure you guys get on there if you want to see what they've got going on over the holidays, get the kids out of the house. Don't forget our good friend Randy Green with InnovativeCompanies.com and all the great stuff that he does for the community. But if you have work that needs done, you know, that's where he makes his bones for sure. Residential, commercial, industrial. He's got the construction team, heating and cooling team, and electric team ready to go. That's Randy Green with InnovativeCompanies.com. If you give him a call, say hi to his wonderful daughter, Stephanie. They do tremendous work, and we're very proud to be associated with them. Adam Smokehouse, best barbecue in St. Louis, folks. You heard us mention it earlier. Located on Watson Road, open till 7 on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays. Big box lunch orders and catering. They'll take care of that for you. They do deliver to certain zip codes, but I always encourage you, get over there and try the barbecue in person. Say hi to Mike and the staff. That's Adam Smokehouse, St. Louis. Here's your cue. NelsonLandServices.com, the wonderful family that everybody in the community has met through the wonderful AAA programs here in St. Louis, and just great people that do fine work. Five-star locally rated landscaping company at reasonable prices, and no job's too big for them. In fact, they thrive on those bigger jobs, but they can take care of you, and all they're looking for is an opportunity for your business. That's NelsonLandServices.com. And you heard our great question today coming to you out of Canada on our Patterson Tire and Service text line. Remember, it's Patterson Tire and Service, a whole lot more than a tire store. Give them a call, 618-797-6711, for a quick quote on tires or brakes. But if you have general automotive repair work that needs done, they can take care of that for you too. Get in there sooner rather than later. Don't let the problem go on too long. Let the experts find out what's going on. That's our good friends at Patterson Tire and Service, located at 3718 Highway 111 in Granite City, Illinois. Say hi to Brian, Kevin, Alonzo, or the crew, and tell them happy holidays from all of us here at Blues NHL Podcast. I want to ask you guys one last time to check us out on our social media sites. That's bluesnhlpodcast.com. Subscribe to the show there. Find us at on Twitter, STL Blues Podcast, like our Twitter page. Facebook, of course. Blues NHL Podcast is where we're located there. We're going to ask you to like that page as well. Blues NHL Podcast Show on Instagram, and of course as part of Lineup Media Group.fm. Download the streaming platform on your mobile device, Yo Radio, today. It is free. You guys will love it, I promise. For all of us here at Blues NHL Podcast, let's go Blues!